Hey folks, and welcome to the very first episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is going to be a fortnightly show that's going to bring you insights from business owners all around the globe. We're going to be focusing on three pillars: growing yourself, growing your business, and growing your community. And our first guest is the legendary Brad Burton. So let's get this new podcast started. Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. This is where you'll find hints and tips to grow yourself, your business, and grow your community. Now, in this episode, you are going to hear from a gentleman who is going to help you in all three areas. My guest today is Brad Burton. He is the founder of Four Network, the largest joined-up business network in the UK, highest rated and five-star reviewed business author on Amazon. Plus, he is the UK's number one motivational business speaker. His new venture, Now What, is changing the face of self-development, hence covering all three topics today. Brad, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Good on you, Gary. And I'm taking your virginity today because this is the first show, isn't it?
This is the first show.
Oh, very amazing. I am honoured. And we're over here in Warwick at the moment, and it was just by pure fluke. We had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and you told me about this this new podcast of yours, and I said, hang about, where are you based? And you said, was it Leamington?
Yeah.
And I'm in Warwick speaking, and it's like, let's do it.
It's got to be done.
Of course. And sometimes that's what life's about. It's about taking opportunity.
Do you know what? I speak about that every day. You know, there's opportunities around everybody. They just need to have their eyes open to do it.
Oh my God, see, they're going to start us off. But the, you know, the reality is, that's exactly what happens, is that these signposts and opportunities that, you know, I've done 4 years on benefits. I remember when I was signing on, they actually, the Dole office or whatever, they offered me an opportunity to start my own business off. Yeah. And I went, oh no, I can't start my own business off. Twice I turned them down. It just shows you, and yet actually now, you know, I wouldn't, it just seemed incredulous that I'd turn them down. Yeah. But it was about belief, but anyway, I'm sure we'll get to that.
We will do. So for the people who don't know about you, I've given a brief intro.
Yeah.
But tell us where it all started and kind of a bit about your background.
Gotcha. So I born 1973, Salford, Manchester. My dad left when I was 6 months old. And my mum brought me up, and she did a beautiful job of bringing me up. I was a class clown, never really achieved much. I got involved in the rave scene in the 90s, ended up getting my window shot through in the 90s, ended up moving away from Manchester to live in Somerset to get away from it all, and spent 4 years on benefits. I was an early man, never really achieved anything in my life. I kind of always thought it's okay for them. And in December 2004, I walked out of a job, £25,000 in debt, told my employer to shove his job up his backside, and started my own business off. And I didn't really kind of have an idea what I was going to do, but I just knew that if I didn't start a business, that's 31 year old, that actually my life was going to ebb away. Because what happened, Gary, is I was working for a company, and I used to leave there at 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, because this was pre-Wi-Fi times, and use their internet. I remember going past the house, and this guy was going in a house with electric gates, and yeah, the Mercedes or BMW, and I remember the penny dropped. I thought, I could work 80, 100 hour weeks for this company and still never be able to afford the fucking gates. With that, everything changed.
Yeah.
Everything changed. So it was like, you know, it was a Robert the Bruce moment for me. So that's pretty much a whistle stop. And that business, the business that I'm probably best known for is that Four Networking. And that's the one where, once again, I started that in 2006 and nobody gave me a chance, nobody apart from me. And we now run 5,000 meetings across the UK, thousands of members. And it just shows you that you can be a better version of you if you put yourself, your mind to it.
Lovely. And that's on your website as well, Be You. And
to talk,
you know,
yeah.
It's damn straight because, you know, if you meet you just on the street or meet you in the conference,
exactly,
you get you. And that is golden.
Of course. You know, the thing is with it, if you saw me on the street, I don't think anyone would think I'm an entrepreneur. You know, look at me now. I've got tracky bottoms. I've got a T-shirt on. And actually, that's the kind of guy I am. I've not moved away from that whole Salford thing. And what I mean by that is I am me. And I know that my style is not for everyone. But I also know that there's no one in the history of the world whose style is for everyone.
Well, this is it. And if, let's say, we look at Four Networking, when you started it, the business networking community was completely different.
Different
to what it is now. And to be fair, you did change it. So how do you change it? How were you a change leader in that respect?
So if you look at what we did, when I came into the space, I was just working class lad, started my own business off, wearing cheap suits, not really knowing what I'm doing. And I went to networking events, and there was two schools of thought in political terms. Think of it like left and right. You had the loony left, where nothing quite happened. It was like a school disco, people around the outside, open networking, you know, talking absolute cod shit about stuff that no one's interested in. Oh, what's the parking provision like in the Angel Place shopping centre? Oh, yes, well, they're going to be expanding it in 2014. And then, you know, then you had the hardcore right of business networking. Where's your leads? Where's your referral? You have to attend. And I'm thinking, where was this mainstream of networking? And it never existed. And I based for networking on New Labour back in 2006. I swear, I based 1997. New Labour changed the way that I think about my life. I was I was long-term unemployed. Tony Blair came in to power, and within 9 days, I'd got myself a job. And euphoria, things can only get better. And that whole thing, that euphoria, kind of whipped me up. And I kind of wanted to do that. I wanted to change the framework of networking, because it was up its own ass. And I think that we, in some respects, we've achieved that in 13 years now.
Cool. So if someone goes to a four networking event, I've been a member for years and I love it. And it's nice. It's a mix
different,
of
isn't it?
Everything that you kind of see in every different networking events. But everyone's allowed to be themselves. Everyone's allowed to have a laugh and a joke. But the free one-to-ones are great. Speakers are great.
Well, you know, Gary, I think the thing is with for networking, the reason that it works is because no one has to attend. So what ends up happening is that groups that are not well attended collapse and fall over. Groups that are well attended grow and go. And actually, what ends up happening is you end up with this, you know, you might have a group that, say, for instance, in this venue, Warwick, that collapses, but 3 miles down the road, there's one that's thriving. So this whole shoal effect, it's not about groups, it's about members, it's about the network. So it's a bit like my laptop here. I've got a laptop. And actually, that laptop's powerful. If it's not plugged into the internet, it's powerful. If it's plugged into the internet, it's more powerful. That's what 4Network is about. It's about, you know, the member being right at the heart of it. Listen, sounds like a sales pitch, but the reality is what I want you to do is, and it goes back to the original point, which is this bit where I needed to belong. And none of these other networks, the Loony Left or Hard Right, did I feel that was the case?
No. And for me, one of the main benefits of 4Networking, as well as the community and all of that kind of stuff, because that is benefit, is the opportunity to foresight. It's the opportunity to present to an audience for 18 minutes. And, you know, you only have to listen to yourself and your story to learn about becoming an expert.
But, you know, and that's what I say about that thing. An expert is someone that has made all the mistakes in a particular niche field. When it comes to speaking, I've made them all. I've died during foresights. You know, you had people with arms folded, people falling asleep, you know, and it's like, I've spoke over professionally like over 2,000 times, and now I get booked, as we're here now, for the lottery commission downstairs. You know, I get booked for a lottery commission, Snap-on Tools, JCB, Bentley, the list goes on, it really does. But that is a direct result of foresighting. I've not done any speaker training, I've not been a professional speaker, I'm not going to Toastmasters. All I've done is learnt my trade, going to foresights, whether it was 10 people, 20 people, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever it's been, I've learnt my trade, and people miss that as an opportunity.
I know, it's crazy. With 4Networking, hasn't been all kind of clean sailing and easy going.
No.
You know, people might see the end result and think, you know, largest joint network, wow. But, it's been there for 13 years.
13 years, wow. Oh, well, listen, so I thought I'd cracked it in year two. I kind of got me, I might as well have a foreword by J.K. Rowling on my business plan, because it was just a work of fiction. And I, what happened is, year five or maybe six, we started to fall apart as an organisation, because what had happened is we forgot why we'd started. I'd not forgot, but other people in the organisation had forgot that the reason I started this was to make a positive difference. And actually, I wasn't asked. I was a kid who had never had a pot to piss in. So making money, anything, was a bonus beyond living on the dole. I was on 36 quid a week. But then when the money started getting involved in it, people started changing. And anyway, it culminated in a real boardroom bust up, and I had a nervous breakdown. Marriage was on the rocks. And 4Networking was literally 3 days away from going bankrupt. And people didn't know that, and I had to keep it going. And actually, I think that's the difference between success and failure sometimes isn't quitting. And I honestly, in the first 9 years of being in business, I wanted to quit 11 times. I've now been in business for 14 years in total. And in the last 5 years, not once. So that says something that, you know, you think about those 11 times in the first 9 years, any one of those times, we wouldn't be sat here now. I wouldn't be speaking tomorrow at the Lottery Commission. So actually, you know, it really is that whole thing. First 9 years, 11 times wanted to quit. Last 5 years, not once. Isn't that amazing?
It's brilliant. And it just shows a testament of keeping consistency.
Totally.
Consistency, overcoming objections, and just keep on smashing through those walls.
Well, you know what? It's not that easy. And what I mean by that is that people get it wrong in that if your only motivation is money, it's not enough. And that's what we do. When we first start out, we walk out of a job, we're on 30 grand a year or whatever, we tell them to shove it up their arse, and we think we're going to get a business and we're going to make 100 grand a year and everything's going to be great. It doesn't work like that. No. I can tell you, I promise you, it doesn't work like that. And what I say to people is make sure that your motivation is something more than money. See, for me, my motivation is to take my children to Disney World, right? And I do it every single year. Yeah. And that's kept me going. So every single time when it came to me wanting to quit, you know, year seven or whatever it was, and you know, that's what kept me going. I promised my children I'd take them to Disney. If it was about me, I didn't have that strength. I didn't have that courage.
Well, the thing is, you've got the accountability to that.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, and they're used to it. Well, not used to it, but of course, they look forward to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they kind of, you want to do that.
But you know, I mean, like I said, there's more to life than material things. And I kind of realise that now. I had someone on social media about 6 months ago having a pop at me, and I often get it, and it's great fun. I like it as a sport, it's great. And that shooting season, and this guy said, oh well, you've got self-limiting beliefs, you don't want to be like, you know, Grant Cardone or Tony Robbins and have 300 million personal wealth. I said, no, I don't. I said, genuinely, no, I don't. I can't think of anything fucking worse about apart from 301 million. no, but it comes to a point when actually, you know, when you're living well, does having a 55-inch television great? Does having a 70-inch one make your life better? What about an 80? What about 100? Right, and it doesn't, and that's the problem. And there needs to be a line where otherwise you just keep going. Now, I retired from 4 Network in year 9. I stepped away, and people didn't know that. I didn't tell anyone until year 10. But for 1 year, I stepped away, and the first 3 months, I went to the gym every day, and I went playing PlayStation games. And then I realised, this is boring. And that's when I wrote the book, Now What? I wrote the book, Now What? In 2015, because I was devoid of any, I didn't know, I'd achieved every one of my goals, and I was goalless now, but, because my goals weren't to get a Lamborghini, or to be, have 10 million in the bank, there was never that. No. So therefore, I realised the futility of that. I've got friends of mine with that kind of money in the banks, and they are not happy.
No.
Now that doesn't mean to say that, you know, that some people with 10 million in the bank are unhappy, because you know that's not the case. There's not a direct correlation between money in the bank and being happy. Now, every single decision that we make as individuals is designed to make us happy. I believe every single decision that we decide that we make is designed to make us happy. And when your decisions are making you unhappy, then you've just found your level.
Fair play.
Because we cannot all be Richard Branson, we can't all be Tony Robbins, we can't all be Gary Vaynerchuk. And that's the thing, is that, you know, Gary's, you know, I like Gary, but, you know, you hustle, you grind. Well, that's a road to ruin, and that is why I ended up having a nervous breakdown, because I was so focused on business success at any cost, I ended up with it sickness. I was ill.
That's not good. There's loads of really cool insights in this, and I'll cover these on the show notes as well. But that brings us to Now What?
Mm-hmm.
So Now What came out a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, 2016, so and, 3 years.
Yeah, and I can remember when it came out, I read it.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? It was probably the catalyst for me moving out of my job. Yeah, right. It was. You know, it was, I read your previous books. And
but this one sort of pushed you over the edge,
Do you know what? It just made me think that all the decisions in my life led me to this point. And thought, do you know what? Am I enjoying where I am?
Right.
No.
Right.
And I made that decision. So for me,
where would you get it? Because I remember, where was it? Was it a storage firm?
That's it. Yes.
Yes. There you go. Storage
firm.
Yeah, I remember.
And yeah.
Yeah. You weren't happy. So you're making a wage.
So making a wage. I was going all right.
Yeah.
But I was also doing what I'm doing now on the side, and I was enjoying that more.
Right.
So is that kind of decision?
Of course. And you know something? It's interesting because you can't go left and right at the same time, and that's what people try to do, and that's when you get stuck. You go left and right. So, you know, you go 50 mile an hour left, 50 mile an hour right. You stay where you are. And that is what people do. So what I do, I decide on a single course of action and follow it through 100%.
So tell us about Now What.
So Now What was a book that I wrote. And it was a book that I wrote because I was at that crossroads in my life. I genuinely had achieved every single business goal. I'd created 4 Networking, a national network, which I kind of really didn't believe I would, even though I said I did. But, you know, true. You know, I'm just a working class lad, and it kind of landed right. So I was at that point, Now What? Now What? And I realised that my mission isn't to make more money, but it's to make a bigger difference, right? And that's like people go, oh, fuck off, Brad. I'm telling you. Anyway, if you used to go and get a USB cable and plug it into my fucking head and see what my primary directives are, it's to make a positive difference. Because I've seen too many people struggle, not only from a business perspective, but also from a life perspective. I was one of them. You know, I've had issues with drugs in the past. I've had issues with all sorts of stuff, which actually... I avoided personal responsibility for all those things. And I think so many people do in their life, they just mask any kind of stuff that's going on in life with drugs, philandering, whatever shit you get up to. We all get up to stuff, right? And actually, Now What was about saying, actually, it's time for change. It is time for change. So I created the book, Now What? And then everyone said it was amazing. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be great to do Now What Live? Let's do a three-hour seminar. So I did Now What Live 2 years ago. And then we've run one every quarter. And they've got bigger and bigger and bigger. And also I've been Now What Club, which is the members. Because when I go to the gym, I've been going to the gym 8 years. And I don't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right, you know, you go to some of these motivational events, you come out and go, woo, yeah, for 2 days, and then it's got, but it's actually not about that. It's about consistent development, and that is what the Now What Club, like 40 quid a month, it's not bundles, but it's enough that you're taking your personal development seriously. You know, we're 200 members in now, and it's growing, and actually, I am, what happened, where the problem came, right, why I created Now What Club, is I was getting like literally 13 requests a day of people sending me messages saying, can you help me with, can you introduce me to you, can you and I used to say yes to everything because I'm that sort of guy, and it burnt me out.
Can you do that?
Well, 13 times 5 minutes, right, you're in for an hour and 10 a day. And when you actually have 8 hours work time a day, that's, you know, 15% of your work day doing favours for people. And actually, when you go on a plane, in the event of an emergency, place your own oxygen mask on before other people. That's what I had to do because I burnt myself out. I'd burnt myself out helping everyone. So what I've done now is created a moat around me, and anyone who wants to come over the bridge can do, join or not. But either way, my life's good.
Yeah, cool. And you've got Cards on the Table as well.
Amazing, yeah.
Which I know from speaking to people who have been, you know, bonkers, the emotion just comes out.
So, cardsonthetable.biz, right, my new venture. This is something that I've had in my head since 2003, 2004. And I didn't, honestly, but I didn't have the credibility. And nobody, like, if I would have said, oh, 2004, this is the idea, everyone would go, you're just a fucking drug addict, you know, a dollar. Nobody would have took it seriously. So it's taken me 15 years of maturity to get to the point when I can release it. Cards on the Table, for networking, my projections for the groups were, first year was 11 groups. Second year was 25, third year was 60, fourth year was 120, and then it went on from there.
Yeah.
My projections for Cards on the Table groups are 20 this year, 60 next year, 120 year three. Now, Cards on the Table, if I think about the process that has taken me, this street kid, to where I'm at now, as an entrepreneur and also a public figure in my world, in my niche world, don't think for a minute that I'm a celebrity, but in my world, I'm well-regarded, well-known. Cards on the Table, I look at what process has taken me from where I was to where I am. And it's about putting your cards on the table, because too often in life we pretend that everything's all right and drink more than we perhaps do. We eat more than we should. We actually blame our parents. We blame where we was brought up. We blame having a face like a potato. You know, all these reasons as to why you can't succeed. And actually, the reasons you can't succeed is down to you. The reasons you can succeed is down to you. They're one in the same. But what we end up doing is, if I look at my life, an ace can be either a one or it can be an 11. So, being addicted to drugs twice, that was a one. I didn't tell anyone. My dad left when I was 6 months old. That was a one. My getting shot at, that was a one. Having been on dole for 4 years, that was a one. And actually, what I do is I play my aces. I flip them. I've now got a career where I'm speaking tomorrow at the Lotteries Commission, right? Third time I mentioned it. But the reality is I'm speaking tomorrow and I will be mentioning all these things, the same things that I hid from. Cards on the Table is, and I can't give it away without giving the plot twist the right way, but Cards on the Table is about you being as honest as you can. And it is the most perfect personal development event because you are coming up with the content.
So pretty much like Eminem in 8 Mile, the end rap,
boom.
He comes in and says, this is who I am.
Exactly.
And they've got nothing.
Correct.
But he's completely
get it out of the way. So you get everything that ever held you back, you get it out of the way.
Nice.
You get it out of the way, and then all you're left with is, if you'd have known me 15, 16 years ago, I'm unrecognisable as an individual. So, you know, the ingredients, I'm a little bit a little bit way, a bit of a risk taker, they haven't changed.
Nah.
What's changed is a recipe. And that's what I helped with Card on the Table.
Sweet. So many good stuff in that. If people wanted to find more info about Cards on the Table, now what, anything else you're doing?
Just go to bradburton.biz. I mean, everything's there. And go and Google my name and actually go and check me out. And you'll see what I stand for. You know, I could make more money, but I choose not to. I choose to make more of a difference. And that's what I'm about. I've got every material thing that I sensibly want. I don't have a Lamborghini, but I'm not asked. You know, what would I do? I'd drive tech corners faster than I should do. Beep at women that I shouldn't do. And just create, you know, honestly, one of the things, go back down to what I said to you. This whole thing about every decision you make in your life is about making you happy. Make yourself happy. Whatever that is, and be thankful for what you've got right now before you start building about what you've not got.
Thank you so much. This has been The Grow Show. I'm going to end it just there. Everyone take care. And Brad, thank you very much.
Put it there.
Cheers.
Wow, what a show. Thank you so much, Brad, for an excellent podcast. And thank you very much for listening. Now, some of the key points that Brad was talking about. Be you. Remember, an expert is only a person who's made every mistake in a chosen niche. The only difference between winning and losing is not quitting. If your only motivation is money, it's not going to work. And you've got to look after your health. Remember, success, not success. Also, you can't go left and right at the same time. Look after your family, look after your friends, look after your network, and keep pushing. Remember, you've got the right ingredients. You just need to work out the formula. Thank you so much again for listening. And please, like, share it with all your peeps. Comment if you loved it or hate it. And also remember to subscribe to the podcast so you can get the latest episode straight to your device. You can find more information about The Grow Show and all the stuff that I do at growmarketingmedia.com. And these episodes are going to be released fortnightly. We've got some cool guests coming up for you so you can learn more how to grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. My name's Gary from Grow Marketing Media. Thank you very much for listening. And you have listened to the first episode of Grow Show. Take care, my friends.